lovely to have some sunlight coming in. I found this quote which I just wanted to read you from the Dalai Lama. It says, "Compassion and love are not mere luxuries. As the source of both inner and external peace, they are fundamental to the continued survival of our species." Yes, I also found where Banti says in a seminar about metta being the only, I know we're doing Karuna, but it feels quite important, this aspect of it, where he says that in a way there is only one Brahma-Vihara, and it's the metta-bhavana. He says, but when you, with your metta, happen to come in contact with pain and suffering, the metta automatically, or rather spontaneously, becomes transformed into Karuna. Comes into contact with joy with others, it automatically or spontaneously becomes transformed into sympathetic joy. And similarly, when your metta is extended equally to all, there is equanimity. So you look after metta, and the other three will look after themselves. You don't have to think about them, they depend on circumstances. So I thought it would be just quite good to have that at this point. You know, obviously we do think about compassion, we do think about perhaps mudita or equanimity, but what this is really saying is what you look after essentially in these practices is the metta. And I think that's very, very true of Karuna. So in the first stage of the practice, that's what you're going to be looking for, looking to connect with particularly. And although, you know, we've talked about traditionally, if you were having difficulties with Karuna, that you would go to mudita, you can come back to metta as well. So I remember Vajragita used to talk about when you were climbing the mountain of the Brahma-Viharas, she used to say that you would always come back to the base camp, which was metta. So bearing that in mind. I think it's very helpful just to reflect on your attitudes to suffering. I've done this quite a bit over time, and it's always revealed something that's been actually quite key, quite useful. I remember I discovered that I had a sense that in some way or other it was wrong to be suffering, that I must be doing something wrong if I was suffering. So there was this subtle sense of failure, which was really quite undermining. So I think it is really useful, you know, just to sort of sift around and discover more about your attitudes to suffering, just what might be there in the mix that's helpful or there in the mix that isn't helpful. So I encourage you to do that. I think it can be really quite useful to ask yourself questions in relation to Karuna. Do I want to suffer? I mean, that was another thing that I discovered at one time, that I'm not sure that I would actually say I discovered I did want to suffer, but somehow or other, because I was identified with myself as a suffering person, I sort of expected to, in a way, and kind of, in a way, looked towards that. Again, which was a part of the unhelpful nature of that over-identification. So, you know, just asking yourself that question, do I want to suffer? And when you do that, you know, just really trying to listen to your answers, you might have an immediate answer which sort of says, no, of course I don't, or something like that. But, you know, you need to sit with that and get below it and listen to some of the quieter voices that might give you more of a clue of what else is there in the mix. So, do I want others to suffer? You can ask yourself. What's so special about me that I protect myself and not others? Can I forgive those I have difficulty with for being imperfect like me? Do I really want them not to suffer? Do I have the courage to help others in need? Do I have the courage to help the people I find difficult in need? So there's just a few suggestions of questions that You can ask yourself just to open up that whole area about your attitudes to suffering a bit more.